for people who have fled war and persecution and then suffered immensely throughout the past 4 years, care and genuine dialogue is what is needed. These vulnerable refugees and asylum seekers should not be moved by force.
Have the people on the ground suggested there is force underway? I mean, I've seen video taken by the refugees themselves showing that they are yelling, "We don't want to go," but there was no suggestion of violence on the part of the Papua New Guinea police force.
UNHCR staff have been able to observe that increased police and military presence, but we're continuing to seek further information from our colleagues on the ground at this stage.
The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, has again gone on to commercial radio this morning to say that it's a matter for Papua New Guinea, it's the Labor Party's policy and therefore the Labor Party's fault, and to reiterate that the refugees and asylum seekers will never come to Australia, claiming again that activists are giving them false hope. From the point of view of the United Nations, is that an acceptable response?
It's clear that Australia remains responsible for these refugees and asylum seekers who have sought its protection over 4 years ago now. Australia has, in effect, created and then abandoned a humanitarian crisis at the doorstep of the international community. This is a completely man-made catastrophe. It's come about over time through choices made by the government of Australia and the government of Papua New Guinea. And the humanitarian crisis we now see before us was entirely preventable. This really is a damning indictment of a policy meant to avoid Australia's international obligations. UNHCR continues to urge the government of Australia to assume that responsibility and to play an active role in achieving solutions for all the people it has forcibly transferred to Papua New Guinea.
They're being told that there is accommodation ready for them in Lorengau, the main town on Manus Island, and that that's where they should go. Is that not a reasonable request?
There are three different accommodation sites, relatively new accommodation sites that have been established in Lorengau town. They are the East Lorengau Regional Transit Centre with a capacity for up to 300 people, West Lorengau House, where construction remains ongoing but with some capacity for up to 100 people, and Hillside House for asylum seekers with capacity for just over 120. Now, those sites are in various states of readiness. UNHCR has been particularly concerned with regard to West Lorengau that with building ongoing, the site is not particularly safe at this time, and we do not recommend that refugees live there until it is complete. Far more concerning, and what will be important as things continue to develop, well beyond the issue of construction, is that the most essential and basic services of emergency medical care and trauma and torture counselling are either not available or deeply inadequate. A lack of interpreters is also a serious barrier to communication. It's preventing a majority of refugees and asylum seekers who do not speak fluent English from receiving the support they need. So it's clear that that situation is deeply unsustainable. Solutions need to be found for all refugees and asylum seekers outside of Papua New Guinea, and UNHCR is urging that immediate action be taken by the government of Australia accordingly.
Now, I've noticed during the conversation that when you mentioned the Australian government's culpability, you also mentioned Papua New Guinea at the same time. In your mind, in the United Nations mind, are they equally responsible, or is Papua New Guinea being, you know, forced into a situation that wasn't of its making?
For refugees and asylum seekers now in Papua New Guinea, conditions and care for them remains a joint responsibility of Australia and Papua New Guinea. However, ultimately, where services and solutions are inadequate, where there is a shortfall in what is needed, these vulnerable human beings remain Australia's responsibility. First and foremost, they have sought protection from Australia, who has both a legal and moral obligation to provide them with the protection and the solutions that they need, both under the Refugee Convention and other international laws. And unless and until those solutions are found outside of Papua New Guinea, Australia will retain that responsibility.